dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead.
True story.
We're two unique guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We are the champions, my friend.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Championship week here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, along with you here on ESPN and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. What a basketball game last night. Duke Butler. Duke wins it. We'll talk about that a ton on the show today. Also, the women's national championship game is tonight. Stanford tries to... Do you know that Stanford is a 20-point underdog tonight? Connecticut, this comes from my source in Vegas. You got six?
15.
15? Okay, so somewhere... Still, the number two team in the country is a 15-to-20-point underdog against the number one team in the country tonight in the women's championship game, which we'll have right here on ESPN Radio. In just a brief second here, we are going to have a special treat for you. Kelsey Griffin is in San Antonio, the Husker All-American. She's going to join us in just a second. Also on the program today, Drew Shinnick, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, as they get ready for the USHL playoffs. We talk about the grand prize winner in our Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge and all those who came close. And, Daddy, congratulations. It still pains me that you... I will congratulate you and say congratulations. You were the heads-up winner, and out of the 560 entries in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge, you finished 14th. I finished 77th. You had Duke. Now, will you come clean and say that you would have taken Kansas, except I had taken Kansas, so you wanted somebody different?
I would take that, not on the air. I will not say that. I took Duke. I liked them all along. I liked the way they were playing the game entering the tournament, especially after winning the ACC and going through that and on a roll. Really like Duke, and I just want to congratulate myself as well.
14th yeah, well, thanks for being humble. Thanks for being humble.
I'm kidding, Doug. I like Kansas from day one in this tournament.
Let's get somebody on this program that is humble from probably just strolling down the Riverwalk right now in San Antonio, getting ready for the John Wooden Award Ceremony, the Naismith Award Ceremony, I believe it is today, and so many more in the national championship. Nebraska All-American Kelsey Griffin joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kelsey, welcome back to the program. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Well, hey, thanks for giving us some time. It has been a whirlwind, not just the great season that that you and the rest of your teammates had, but it's been a whirlwind ever since the season ended there in Kansas City. Are you able to keep up with everything that's going on in your life?
Yeah, I'm trying. I've got a really good director of ops at Nebraska. She printed out a really long, lengthy itinerary for me, so I just know where I have to be, and I just try to be there.
Kelsey, before we get all the accolades and all the awards, and I'm sure you're building on to wherever you live to place all this stuff, what was your bracket look like after last night?
You mean who do I think is going to win tonight?
No, I mean...
Or who do you think for men's?
In the men's, who did you have to win?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was going to be a great game. You know, Butler plays with this passion, with this, you know, this fire that I think my team could relate to. And so, you know, I was hoping that they could pull it out. But, you know, Duke's a really talented basketball team, and they showed it. And, you know, they wanted it just as bad, if not more. And so, you know, it's hard. It's hard because I've been through it, and I know how bad you want to win and to be on the other side of it. But I also know to be on the winning side of it. So, I mean, I'm happy for Duke, but my heart goes out to Butler.
Obviously, you had Nebraska winning the women's bracket. Who did you have? Who did you have Nebraska playing tonight?
I probably would have been UConn.
Kelsey, let's go back. We were down there, and we watched the game against Kentucky. And I guess not being at the game against UCLA, we saw on TV the speed that they possessed. How much quicker was Kentucky than UCLA?
Oh, Kentucky was incredibly quick. You know, UCLA was a quick team. Kentucky even stepped it up, I'd say probably 10 notches. Their athleticism, you know, we couldn't even find guys to practice against that were as quick as those girls. So, you know, they were athletic, but they were also talented. They were making shots that, you know, they hadn't previously made in games, and, you know, they came to play to go to the Elite Eight.
Kelsey, when they went up against Oklahoma in that next round and they didn't make those shots, was that frustrating to watch? And where was this against us?
Yeah, that was probably one of the most frustrating things to watch ever. You know, to see that, you know, to see Oklahoma play a very similar game plan to what we had, but yet Kentucky just wasn't making the same shots, the same plays that they had before. But, I mean, credit Kentucky, you know, they came to play, they came to knock out a number one seed, and that's what they did against us.
Kelsey Griffin joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Husker All-American, who has received so many accolades and has a couple more on the table this week. She's going to the WNBA draft on Thursday in San Antonio right now. To kind of put the season now behind you, Kelsey, it's been a little over a week since it came to an end, and of course they throw you right up there in front of all the reporters about 10 minutes after the game. You've had a little time, I guess, to soak it in. Anything that you've reflected on or in the last week that maybe you didn't get a chance to say then?
I think most of the stuff probably holds true. You know, there's a few less tears saying it now, but our season was always so much more than just wins and losses. You know, of course we wanted to play in the Final Four, a championship game, and we think we were talented enough to do so, but you know, our season throughout, we never said it was about our record, about our ranking. It was about becoming a better practice, or a better basketball team one practice at a time, and that's definitely what we achieved. We achieved the goals that we set out for at the beginning of the year, and we had a great time doing it. You know, I wouldn't change anything about the way our season went. Of course, I would want some more wins, but that's not why I play basketball. Winning's a great part of basketball, but that's not why I play. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better senior year.
Kelsey, what part of this season, when you came back from your injury and were 100% healthy, now that you reflect and now that you can be honest, we've asked you this before, did you think, we've got an awfully talented basketball team that can go away and make some noise nationally?
I knew we were definitely a talented basketball team when we started practicing, you know, our first day of practice, and we would go up against each other. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of difference between, you should say, starters versus non-starters, even though it's not really determined that early. But, you know, so our depth, I knew, was a huge thing that we were going to be able to capitalize on this year. But I would say for sure when we went and we beat Iowa State at home and then went to Baylor and beat Baylor at home, just something I'd never done. Meeting Baylor at home, I knew we could make a pretty good run.
Kelsey Griffin's with us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. She's in San Antonio for the championship game tonight. They'll present the Naismith Award. The Wooden Award is in Los Angeles on Friday night. In between, it's the WNBA draft in New Jersey, one of the burbs there outside of New York. Kelsey, let's get your thoughts on that. I went online, tried to find as many mock drafts as I could find. They've got you going somewhere in that 8 to 9 range to maybe Los Angeles or to Atlanta. What are you hearing?
You know, I've heard anywhere from 3 to 8. That's and it's really depending on what teams want. I know that people are trading, moving up draft or moving up for draft spot positions and things like that. But like you said, it's all mock. It's hard to, you know, kind of figure out what teams want. But basically, I don't really care where I go. I just want to go to a team that I know I'll be able to excel at. And the great thing about the WNBA is I think there's a lot of teams out there like that.
Kelsey, what's your feelings on playing WNBA basketball? No matter how good you are, the paycheck doesn't result in, you know, major NFL football or NBA basketball. And this is one of those things where your actual career that you went to school for could be a better path. How much are you looking forward to playing in the WNBA, and do you want to make that a long-lasting career?
Yeah, I'm very excited to play in the WNBA, and I think it could be something that I can make into a career. I made a promise with myself that, you know, as long as I'm having fun and enjoying what I'm doing and having a passion about it, that I'm going to continue to play. And so as long as that takes me, the only thing that could probably prevent that is if my body doesn't hold out. So those are the few things, but I'm very excited about it.
Kelsey, now down the road you want to be a surgeon, is that correct?
That's one of my fantasies, yeah. I was thinking that maybe orthopedic surgery. I don't know, though, because I haven't spent, I mean, I call it a fantasy because I haven't spent a ton of time in the hospital. I don't think I really quite understand everything it would take and the time commitments and things like that, just going through school and everything. So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call it a goal, but it's very fun to think about that possibility. And I'm kind of going to take it one step at a time to see if that's what I end up doing.
Kelsey, you know, everything in this state reverts back to football, and a lot of people are starting to compare your road here to what Ndamukong Suh kind of went through. Came back, a lot of promise, and then the senior season really went to a next level. And one of the greatest signs I saw all season was, when I grow up, I want to be like, and they crossed out Sue and wrote Kelsey. What's that been like when you see that kind of thing?
That's just awesome, you know. It gives me chills thinking about that. I never thought I'd be that, you know, kind of a role model to young women or girls. And, you know, to do that, to be that person is really exciting and fun, and I'm happy about it, and it means a lot. Nebraska fans are awesome. You know, anyone who thinks different is crazy, and I can vouch for it. The fan support here at Nebraska is just so great. It made playing even that much better. You know, I love basketball, but what Nebraska fans were able to do is just awesome.
Kelsey, when you were a freshman or sophomore, did you ever envision Connie Yori smiling as much as she did this year?
No. We thought she went off the deep end in practice. She was so happy. We thought she lost it.
That's outstanding stuff. Now, Kelsey, you're in San Antonio now. Then it's off to the draft. Then you're going to Los Angeles. Any place else in between before you finally get back to Lincoln?
Nope. I go to Lincoln. I have our end of year banquet on the 11th, and then the 14th, I fly out to Hartford, Connecticut to play or to do a USA basketball camp. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Now, what's the status of Kelsey Griffin? A single lady?
I am a single lady.
All right.
I'm single, yep. I haven't had a whole lot of time for boys in my life.
Once she gets that nice little check and becomes a surgeon, they'll be all over the place.
Yeah.
Kelsey, enjoy your time. Enjoy the ride one time through it all, and hopefully we can run you down sometime when you're into that very successful post-collegiate career.
Well, definitely. I'd be happy to be on your show anytime.
Thanks, Kelsey. Good luck tonight.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All-American Kelsey Griffin, part of the Nebraska women's basketball team, best team in Nebraska history. And again, what a whirlwind. We all remember when it was Heisman time and Ndamukong Suh was going through the circuit to Houston, to North Carolina, to Florida for the Home Depot show, then up to New York for the Heisman, then had to fly all the way out to California for one of the awards, the Lott Trophy, I think it was, and now Kelsey, I mean, still trying to fit in some classes, has been all over the place. San Antonio today, off to Secaucus, New Jersey on Thursday, Los Angeles on Friday, back to Lincoln for the Nebraska banquet, then try and, you know, probably repack the suitcase, and it's off to try and make the U.S. national team.
Other than that, not much going on.
Hello. Hello.
Good
hello.
For her.
Oh, it's just... Even in the short time, the 5 years or so that we've been doing this show, there's always some good stories out there. But, I mean, seriously, the Ndamukong Suh and the Kelsey Griffin stories for Nebraska, and there's plenty out there, but to have both of them here in this year, have the opportunity to chat with them, and really to see them at the beginning of even just the last, you know, for Griffin, what would you say, not even November. I mean, you got to be talking her breakout performance against LSU in December, that huge game she had when they were number 5 and knocked them off. So December through right now, 4 or 5 months, Kelsey Griffin has come on the radar screen and now is just a wildfire through the awards circuit. And it's kind of the same thing with Suh. They wanted him to come back, but, you know, not everybody was, you know, preseason Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. You know, back and forth with McCoy. Maybe he had just a tad bit more accolade coming in because it was football. And then to do what he did and then take home every award basically possible. It's just been pretty neat for these two. Wonder who the Husker Athletes of the Year will be this year.
That didn't take very long, did it?
Huh. Wonder how that'll work out.
Doug, to watch two teams that you not only you really handled during the regular season. You look at the end result of the Baylor game, the Oklahoma game. You look at those two scores. You took apart those teams. Handled them, especially the game at Baylor that put Nebraska on the map this year. Then to see them in the Final Four, I know you're looking back at the season, but still just, oh, you got a big part of your stomach still rolling a little bit saying, First of all, Kentucky, where were you at against us shooting the ball? And second of all, what are those two teams doing in the Final Four where we're sitting at home?
You know, I guess I should have asked Kelsey if she thought maybe they, seeing what she's still seeing, if they could have been playing tonight. They got beat by Kentucky. That's still my contention. I think anybody on that side of the bracket, Nebraska was as good as.
Yeah.
Maybe not better than, not maybe not going to beat them every time.
Kelsey, will they ever go back to Kansas City? Will you ever visit again?
World's of fun, that's it. Hey, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get into the men's tournament and this one shining moment controversy that's going on and a whole lot more. So stay with us, because we've got a lot more, including Tri-City Storm coach Drew Shenick, as they get ready for the USHL playoffs. We're back after this.
Recently, Burger King created the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. And with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted cheese on a toasted English muffin, we apologize for shamelessly copying the Sausage McMuffin with Egg from McDonald's and charging a dollar for it. So sorry, America, for making it more affordable to enjoy a tasty breakfast. Sorry if you think $1 is just a ridiculously low price. And we're sorry if you don't stop by for the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. Only a dollar. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast hours only.
Superstar Sizzle. After releasing the new Steakhouse XT burger with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders, BK fans think the king is crazy. Kind of.
I guess 30% more flame broiled beef is kind of crazy.
Yeah, crazy awesome.
So as this extra thick story continues to unfold, we'll keep you updated here on Superstar Sizzle.
New Steakhouse XT burger starting at only $3.99 with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders and only at Burger King. Based on pre-cooked patty weight. Limited time only. Price on participation may vary.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
Double play ball to short. Second one. Low throw, but out at first. Liner up the middle and into center field for a hit. Here comes Willie Bloomquist around third, and he will score.
Butler able to flag it down. Here comes Zach to cover, and a nice play by Billy.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Royals. Join us for the next game, brought to you in part by Builders, Kearney, and Grand Island on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
As skies remain mostly cloudy through the day today, we'll see scattered showers possible with a high of around 53. Winds out of the northeast will stay at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. More showers continue into tonight with a low of 36. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
We can only see this once. By the way, I didn't think the highlights were very good, but this part is good.
The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're shooting.
I like how you get the close-ups of the people's eye. You know, but, you know, just the still shots of the ladies and cheerleaders sitting there, and you just how close they are and how perfect the pictures are. When they're shooting, you know, the close-up of the shots, it's amazing.
One of the people I watched the game with last night absolutely can't handle it. Can't handle it. Here it is. Chris and Carney, you better bring up how Jennifer Hudson ruined one shining moment. It had energy, no luster, and I got no goosebumps or teary eyes like Luther Vandross's version does to me. Now, of course, Luther had been, wow, not quite 20 years, I don't think, but a long time. A long time, and CBS thought it was time to, I guess, upgrade.
launches the shot.
Got it, he got it!
I'm going to make it up. No, you're not.
But weren't you able to name, like the four or five highlights that they showed last night? You know they were going to show Bob Huggins hugging his kid, the Northern Iowa from Ferexmagod or whatever his name was.
The wide open three from the right wing.
Three against Kansas and the Northern Iowa. The Murray State shot, you knew you were going to see that. The half court shot, I think Missouri made, they showed that. But outside of that, it was a lot of not highlights. I mean, yeah, they mix it in. I don't think there's any problem with one shining moment being longer. Here it is. Thank you, Daddy Show, sponsoring once again with our friends at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. April is Bull or No Bull Month, Daddy. And we're doing it again this April, Bull or No Bull Month. How long does it take to mow your lawn? Well, come to Ace Hardware and cut that time in half. Test drive a Toro Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn riding mower this Saturday during demo day. Kick the tire, start one up, take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. Here it is. You like the Jennifer Hudson version or you like the Luther Vandross version? I will start and tell you where I'm at. The Luther Vandross version is the only version we've known. Very good. I have no problem with a new version, an updated version, with Jennifer Hudson. And some That's people, something you're going to just get used to, like moving state wrestling to Omaha, like getting whatever it is. Whatever it is, you're going to just get used to it.
Like, say you're dating one girl, you have trouble moving on from that one girl. You always revert back to that one girl. Chris Carney.
Well, there'd have to be another girl to date, right? So what do you? I say it's no bull because I don't have a problem with this. So no bull on the changing of one shining moment.
I guess I hadn't thought about it until you just brought. I mean, until the last 5 minutes. You always got used to Luther, so now it's something totally different.
Shoot us your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we'll get you down for our bull or no bull. You like the Jennifer Hudson, the Luther Vandross, or it just simply doesn't matter?
I like seeing that there was a coach, and I don't know if it was West Virginia, but one of the players where you saw the coach hugging his young player, and you could literally see the tears coming out of the coach's eye. I thought that was pretty cool. You know, when you know how much time invested over the year and how hard the work that goes in, and then obviously boom goes the dynamite and you're on your way home.
Daddy.
Just a lot of emotion in it.
Daddy, you can have a lot of talent. You can work real hard, but if you get on the field and don't have the right equipment, that's missing part of your game. And Misco Sports on the Breaks of the Downtown Kearney Center wants to help you in that category as baseball and softball season is either here or will be upon the athletes very, very soon. Some already beginning to practice and taking advantage of some of the nice days. So baseball and softball gear, it doesn't matter what you want. Little League, Senior League, Legion, softball, baseball, they've got the gear for you. Catcher's equipment, sometimes you can't get that at the sporting goods store you're at. Well, Misco's is going to set you up with catcher's equipment in all sizes, cleats from brand names like Adidas, Nike, Mizuno, and of course baseball and softball gloves from all the top names, including Easton and Wilson. If you're behind the plate or on the bases doing the umpiring, they've got everything you need as well. Steve and the gang will set your team up with uniforms, travel bags, everything you need. There's nobody better than Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Baseball season did open yesterday. And we immediately just have to go, really, Kansas City? Two things I saw yesterday. Why is Jason Kendall trying to score in the eighth inning with nobody out? We get thrown out at the plate. And it's just embarrassing. I hope Trey Hillman went in yesterday. Again, if you missed it, the Royals got up 4-1. Zach Greinke, they out-battled Justin Verlander. You know, when Betancourt hits a two-run home run off Verlander, you would think that that's going to be the spot of the day. They win at 4-1, or were leading at 4-1. They take Greinke out in the seventh inning, and it's 4-2. one of the two runs were unearned because of the wind aided a pop-up in the first inning that they couldn't catch because the third baseman, Willie Bloomquist, who made a couple of great plays on ground balls, getting his first start at third because of all the injuries, didn't haul it in, a lot of miscommunication there in the first inning. So one earned run given up yesterday by Greinke. And then they bring in the bullpen. They give up six runs in the seventh, and it's just an embarrassment. It's just a flat-out embarrassment on opening day at home to do that. That was a horrible problem. They had the worst bullpen ERA of any team in the major leagues last year, and that was with, as pointed out yesterday on the broadcast, Joaquin Soria, one of the top closers when he got that chance for the Kansas City Royals.
But when he got hurt, there was one save, and it was
2 months.
Yeah.
Month and a half. I hope Trey Hillman didn't go, well, guys, we got to build. I hope he went in and chewed ass immediately on those putzes that threw pus up there yesterday. Let's get it out of the way and say, you know what? I got a bunch of other klutzes out there that I can bring in and do what you guys just did. You either get it together or I'm getting somebody new. Because let's face it, right now, anybody is as good as what the Royals have in the bullpen. I know it's just opening day, but I hope that's the attack he took instead of just the setback, wait and see. You can't allow it to start again this season.
You know, Tejada comes in and the guy's throwing gas. He's throwing 97, 98 mile an hour. Must not have a lot of movement on it. Must not have had any movement on it. Because they're hitting you all over the yard. You know, then Cruz comes in. You know, they did strike out the side after allowing six runs, and they get a strikeout here and there. They strike out the side, but you just left shaking your head, Doug. You're exactly right. And, yeah, thumbs up. Why would Billy Butler? Oh, Butler. Kind of Butler's day yesterday. You expected him to have a good day. He did. Betancourt. You know, welcome to Kansas City, gets the fans on his side right away. Greinke, of course, has fans on his side. But you just implode late. Just stinks.
Well, and take a look at the opening day in Major League Baseball. Cubs lose. They're up 3-0, and Jason Hayward hits a three-run home run in the bottom of the first, and the Braves go up 6-3, and Atlanta wins 16-5.
Well, that was Zambrano, right?
Yeah, that's too bad. Cubs lose. Texas didn't have a hit in the first six and a third innings and come back to beat Toronto 5-4, so that's not a good start for your season. Washington, you got the president, didn't have a very good first pitch yesterday. Looks like he got his leg stuck on the come-through on the plant and kind of floated it out there, and that's how the day went. Phillies win at 11-1. The Mets win. St. Louis thumps Cincinnati. Colorado wins. So you see some teams, you know, Minnesota got beat. Kansas City got beat. You see some teams that you expected to win yesterday not do so well, including Sunday night when the Yankees lost. And then you saw some that are going to show some promise. But Royals are back on the field tomorrow with Detroit, tomorrow night here on ESPN Radio. I want to get into the women's game that's being played tonight. We talked about that. Kelsey Griffin's already joined us on the show. We need to get into talking about the men's game. We've also got an email from H-Man in Riverdale. It's been a long time. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Coming up today on the program as well, and Coach Drew Shinnick of the Tri-City Storm to talk about the USHL playoffs, and our congratulations again to Rod Yancey. He is the winner of the 32-inch HD TV from Premier Rental and Purchase, picking that up. Had Duke as his champion, so he was good to go there, and he picks up from Shelton the grand prize. So congratulations to Rod on picking that, picking the winner, I guess. And a lot of people, because you got a lot of points, 320 points vaulted to the front page. You have to go all the way down to 35th before you find somebody that didn't have Duke that hit the prize board. And we'll talk more about that coming up right after this.
With a certified pre-owned Porsche, the sound of over 60 years of race-bred engineering is closer than ever and enhanced by both a comprehensive inspection and an unprecedented warranty. The Porsche CPO Limited Warranty delivers coverage similar to a new Porsche and has been named Best Luxury CPO Warranty from IntelliChoice for the second straight year. Visit your authorized Porsche dealer to learn more. Porsche, there is no substitute. IntelliChoice.com is a registered trademark of Automotive.com, LLC. October 2009 review of 32 manufacturer programs.
a shot.
Guys all have their MVP moments. And at Sport Clips Haircuts, we want them. Send us your amazing tricks or game-winning moments, and we could turn it into a Sport Clips TV commercial. Visit SportClipsMVP.com to upload your video and view others. Plus, enter the Sport Clips MVP Game Day Package Sweepstakes for a chance to win a big screen TV, surround sound system, and more. SportClipsMVP.com. It's good to be a guy. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Ends 4/23/10. Void where prohibited.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The madness is coming to Westwood One. Will the defending champion defend their throne?
As the final seconds tick off, the UConn quest for perfection is complete. 39-0.
Or can a new team defeat the mighty UConn Lady Huskies? Catch the NCAA Women's Tournament right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As skies remain mostly cloudy through the day today, we'll see scattered showers possible with a high of around 53. Winds out of the northeast will stay at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. More showers continue into tonight with a low of 36. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his
back bed. On the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Tomorrow on the program, Damon Day, head baseball coach at UNK, is going to join us. They are scheduled to host Hastings today, and the rain or any mist that we have right now is supposed to be gone today. They're going to play at 5, Hastings at UNK Memorial Stadium, 5 o'clock this afternoon, a single 9-inning contest coming your way. And then a big homestand begins as well this weekend in conference action, so Damon Day will join us tomorrow for Loperlink. Also, we're going to go to Augusta and talk to one of the senior editors of Golf World magazine about the Masters, and if we got some time, we haven't even touched on the Tiger press conference yesterday, so there you go. Drew Shinnick is going to join us in a couple of moments, but you know, one of the perks of winning the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge, I don't know what's better, winning the grand prize or being a guest on the show. And Rod Jancy joins us.
Oh, I know.
I know. Rod, what's cooler, being on the show or the TV? Congratulations.
It's about a toss-up. I'm privileged to be on the show.
Well, hey, congratulations. Now, I know you put in more than one or two entries like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
So how... Yep. The first entry that you filled out, who did you have as the national champ?
I had Kansas. In fact, I think I had Kansas on about the first five. So it took me a few to get them out of my head.
Well, and as we said, you know, you had this thing wrapped up before the championship game. So was there any celebrating over the weekend?
After Saturday night, I was kind of sweating the Butler game because I had to have Butler win, even though I didn't have him picked. But they had the win for me. So.
Rod, let's get it out of there. How many brackets did you fill out?
Well, I did the maximum. What ESPN allowed me, I filled out 10.
I see that it's going to be a bright and sunny day there in downtown Shelton, Nebraska. Now, as you get ready to haul in this new TV, have you ever been close to doing well in the tournament bracket before in any bracket that you filled out over the past few years?
Yeah, a few years ago I had the final four picked, but then my picks didn't come through, so I ended up didn't winning anything.
So,
This is the closest.
I know the feeling. I was rooting for Butler last night for a couple of my brackets. Well, Rod, we are going to hook you up with that 32-inch definition, a high-definition television from Premier Rental and Purchase in Kearney. Enjoy it. Thanks for being a super fan and being part of the Doug and Daddy Show. And maybe we'll get that baby hooked up in time for the Masters this weekend. Enjoy it.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rod. Rod Yancey, he is the grand prize winner out of the 550-plus entries. I want to take a look at some of the other ones. And, again, this is probably going to be the last time that we tell you. Keith Kofel finishes second, the returning champ. He even put returning champ. So he is setting in at second. We've got items from Big O Tires, Schroeder Smoked Food, The Boathouse, Tri-City Storm. I think we're even going to have some Husker baseball tickets in there and a couple of other things that even I haven't been told about. But Kofel is there, A. Anderson, T. Mustin, R. Ramjet, D. Stromer, T. Hadwiger, E. Jensen. Oh! Anthony Davis at number 14. You get nothing and you'll like it. B. O'Neill, Harmony, Green, Peterson. Here's one that I don't know. And being German Polish, what do you think here? Vinalek?
Vinalek.
Cousin Eddie won. There you go. Jay Schwartz has got something on there. Somebody that's as Cub fan and is named M. Jordan is on the front page as well. G. Mays, T. Shada, Foster, Pabin. So congratulations to all of those folks. There's a Horn on there. There's a Schultz. There's an Evans, a Burns, a Lambrecht. And so we're going to go on down that list and give away a ton of prizes. Congratulations to all of our winners. And hopefully to get more wins, as we talked on the show, live in studio last week, guaranteeing two wins over the weekend. And again, I am right. The Tri-City Storm pick up two wins. What? 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 What?
Coach Schoenick guaranteed wins.
Coach, did you guarantee wins last week?
I stopped just short of guaranteeing some wins, but, you know, I had a good feeling over the weekend.
Coach, tell me, being in the situation you were in, you try to be, I'm sure, somewhat calm to the kids, but what's it like in a 1-0 game where every single moment on Friday night, any little breakdown, any little piece of luck, any little, you know, ricochet of a puck can send you possibly home for the season, and the way it turned out would have, because Sioux City also won their two games, and then to come back and play really well on Saturday. What was it like internally for you?
Well, it's like the old analogy of the duck on water. Above the surface, it's all calm, but, you know, below the water, the legs are just kicking. And you know, as that game wore on, that's what we were, you know, it certainly was the possibility of getting a bad bounce or a bad break to tie the hockey game. But, you know, our guys were very focused this weekend, and they wanted to get two wins. And I thought we played very well Friday, and I thought we played even better on Saturday when we needed to.
Was there a whole different mentality in the locker room that you sensed before that first game?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, again, as you get to, you know, get the season gets a little bit shorter, you only got two games to do it, and, you know, I felt our guys were really prepared and really ready to go, and, you know, again, they weren't gonna let, you know, Des Moines score a goal, and when it came time, they came out and jumped all over Sioux Falls and got the big lead and were able to cruise to a victory there, and that's a credit to how well they, how much they wanted it and how much they prepared for it.
What a game Friday night by your goaltender. Anytime you can win 1-0, and he ends up being, Carson's your USHL goaltender of the week, too, so a great accolade for him.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's he was fantastic Friday, and I thought he was good again Saturday, and, you know, that's why we went out and got him. Is he plays well in big games. He's a 20-year-old guy that's played a lot of junior hockey, and you know, he certainly showed the poise and maturity back there for us when we needed it.
Coach, to come out the second night and right just immediately jump on him, that had to be a relief right there.
Well, it was, and you know, we talked about it in the coach's office before the game, what a great feeling it would be to come out and get a couple goals early just to get yourself feeling good and get the legs going again. Had they scored first, you never know what happens, but, you know, our guys really came out hard. I thought they battled. I thought we did a lot of the little things, and deservedly so. We had a 3-0 lead after the first period. It certainly made it a lot nicer.
Drew Shinnick, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coaches, we've talked with you and a variety of assistants and players throughout the year. I still, from my point, it still doesn't seem like we have a handle on what kind of team the Tri-City Storm is through 60 games. We've seen slow starts. We've seen some third-period implosions. We've seen just the opposite of when they're playing well. In fact, they played better on the road for a while than they did at home. Have you figured this team out yet?
Well, it's a never-ending battle, and that's what you get when you have, you know, a group of, you know, 23 guys that are under 20 years old. You're going to have some varying degrees of focus here, and hopefully, you know, over this next couple of days here, these 2 days of practice, and we'll have a good meeting here tonight that we can focus ourselves in on what we have to do to beat the Lancers. But, you know, all in all, our guys have battled very hard. There hasn't been very many games where I walk away saying, you know what, I was disappointed in our effort. We usually, you know, give a strong effort, and, you know, as long as we go into Omaha and battle and work hard, we'll give ourselves every opportunity to beat them.
Drew, this time of year, whether you're in the basketball tournament, whether you're in this hockey tournament, you want to be peaking. Is this the best hockey your team's played last weekend?
Well, you know what, we certainly have. It's been the best we've played here in the last month or so, and you know, it came at a great time, exactly when we needed it, and hopefully our guys can build on that momentum and take it into Wednesday's game here, and hopefully we can take it to them in their own barn.
Well, let's talk about Omaha. As much success as you've had against some teams, and even a close contest a week ago, they have had the better of it. So it's a short five-game series, and the first game on the road. I think it's a good thing that we're going the 1-1 back and forth all the way, because you'll be home on Friday. Talk about what went well the last time you played Omaha, and what it makes them just so darn tough.
Well, you know, I think they're a team that they can skate very well. They're very fast. They're very quick in transition. And, you know, you look at their lineup, they've got seven guys that have scored 20 goals or more. And, you know, you look at our lineup, we've got two. So, you know, they've definitely got some firepower. And that's why they're, you know, they finished second overall in the league and during the regular season. But, you know, I think, you know, our guys have had to play a style of game and have had to kind of scratch and claw for everything we've got this year that, you know, I think that plays well into playoff hockey. And you talk about the 1-1-1 type scenario. I think that favors an underdog team. If we can go in there and get a win here tomorrow, we come back Friday with the possibility of going up 2-0 on them. So, you know, we want to take it one game at a time, but we're going to go out there and work every shift, and we have to make sure that we play the body on them and keep pucks deep, and I think if we do that, we're going to give ourselves every opportunity.
Hey, Drew, is the 1-1-1, the playoff format different because you guys are such close proximity?
Yes, it is, and you know, most times you wanna try and, you know, the team with the higher seed wants to try and get the weekend home dates, but with the 1-1, we each get a weekend home date here. So, again, it's close proximity, and it, you know, allows for fans to travel back and forth too.
Another minute here with Drew Shinnick, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. And all the games can be heard on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Face-off for each one of these first-round playoff games at 7:05. Jaden Schwartz wins the scoring title in the USHL. That's quite an accomplishment. We know a lot about him. We've asked you about him so many times. A comment on that. And then for the fan out there, what's next for Jaden Schwartz after this season? What happens next for him?
Well, I mean, obviously Jaden came in as, you know, as a 17-year-old, a bit of an unknown to many fans down here just because he's from Canada, but, you know, we knew all along, you know, what kind of talent we were getting, and, you know, for him to be on a fourth place hockey club and lead the league as a 17-year-old in scoring is pretty remarkable. I think the last guy that did it was Dom Hispanic, and he's now with the Buffalo Sabres, so, you know, again, you know, Jaden is a very special player that, you know, really stepped it up here for us, and, you know, what's next for him is he'll go through the NHL draft at the end of June in LA. You know, he'll get drafted to an NHL team, but, you know, his immediate plans right now are to go to Colorado College next year and join his brother at the Colorado College Tigers and probably play a year or two there and then move up to the National Hockey League level.
Well, that's awful selfish when he could come back, right?
Well, yeah. Trust me, I've been doing my fair share of lobbying, but it hasn't seemed to work with Colorado College. They need, you know, that's what our league's all about, is developing these guys to move up to that level and beyond. And we knew that, you know, we were only going to have Jaden for 1 year, but we made the most of it.
Well, Coach, we look forward to the series this week, seeing you out on the ice, and best of luck tomorrow night in Game 1.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, who do you got to win this little golf tournament this week?
You know what? I'm going with Jimmy Furyk. I think he's going to do her.
All right. Well, good. That's good to know. We need to get him in a pool because I don't have Furyk. So, you know, there we go. Hey, Drew, thanks so much for the time. Take care.
All right, guys, take care.
Head coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick. They have just unofficially announced who Tiger Woods is going to be paired with the first 2 days, and it looks like his tee time will be 12:42 Central Time Thursday with KJ Choi, who he's played with before, and Matt Kuchar, who of course, as an amateur, really lit things up there so many years ago. So unofficially, Matt Kuchar and KJ Choi, 12:42 Thursday, which then means Friday he'd play pretty little earlier in the morning anyway. That is the unofficial announcement from ESPN just moments ago. Did you watch? How much did you watch? Did you catch bits and pieces? Your thoughts? I watched the whole news conference yesterday for Tiger Woods. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? I thought he couldn't have done any better. Tiger handles himself as well as anybody. I thought more than anything, they talked about it afterwards, the sincerity. I'm not sure you could be more sincere without leaning the other way and being smug. I think he nailed it. I think it was a 10 for Tiger Woods. And then with the fans all getting on his side, like he said, out on the golf course, I think it's more of that this weekend. It'd be so interesting to see on Saturday where he's at in the pack.
Should we send somebody to Friday's playoff?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Tri-City Storm Family 4-Pack to Friday night's playoff game. Omaha at Tri-City, 7:05, Friday night, Game 2 of this opening round USHL West Division Series. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Do you have a trivia question, Derek? You got some kind of hockey trivia question you want to throw out?
You know, let's go Omaha's playing Tri-City in one side on the West Division. Who's playing on the other side?
Who are the other two teams in the West Division playoffs besides Tri-City and Omaha? The other two teams in the West Division playoffs.
Lincoln.
We're back after this.
Hey, Mike Golic here, and as you know, I like to be up on the latest stuff, whether it's sports, movies, or music, especially when Greeny thinks he knows more than I do. So I found a way to keep up on what's happening in music. Just put in your favorite singer's name into Yahoo Search. You get all the information you need, from videos to photos and full songs, right at the top of the page. Just what you need, just one search. Whether it's sports or music, movies, or restaurants, I can still tell Greeny a thing or two. So next time you're looking into music, check Yahoo.com.
Motor into your nearest participating Napa Auto Parts store all April long for Valvoline conventional motor oil. On sale for only $2.79 a quart. Anyone with even a little Napa know-how knows changing your oil every 3,000 miles will keep that motor singing as well as I do on a good day. Plus, save an additional 50 cents per quart on Valvoline after mail-in rebate. Change your oil and save more than just pocket change. General state pricing. Sale price does not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fee.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The Huskers are back in 2010 with a top 10 start dancing in their heads. Will they get there? Find out.
It's going to be a challenge, a great challenge.
John Callahan's reports from Nebraska's spring football camp come to you twice daily, 7:51 in the morning, 12:21 in the afternoon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There are a lot of great expectations, high expectations, but that's what makes it a good job.
1460 and 1550.
As skies remain mostly cloudy through the day today, we'll see scattered showers possible with a high of around 53. Winds out of the northeast will stay at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. More showers continue into tonight with a low of 36. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
All the guests on the Dougie and Daddy Show in the area are fed by our friends at Burger King, home of the Steakhouse Thick Burger. It is so good. A great flame broil taste, 30% larger than that thing that is an Angus burger. They try and tell you is a good burger over down the street. Hey, don't buy it. Other daily specials include their drive-thru special of 32-ounce soft drink or ice mocha. Don't forget, it's only a dollar at Burger King. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We go to the Dent Popper inbox here for George in Kearney. He says, I don't see what the big deal is on One Shining Moment. I'm there for the highlights, not the singing. That's our bull, no bull moment from Ace Hardware and Garden Center. So, you know, again, we talked about that earlier on in the program. 888-455-ESPN. We gave away the hockey tickets, by the way.
Yeah, we did. Byron and Carney's got four tickets to a Friday game, playoffs. And the other side on the West Division, Fargo playing Sioux Falls.
Cool. All right. It's time for H-Man from Riverdale has sent us the following email. Greetings.
Well, it's Easter. This should be positive.
Greetings. Well, Easter's over.
Yeah.
Now that men's college basketball season is over and bracket challenge winner determined, I thought I should chime in with a few sage words. After watching tournament games the past 3 weeks, several things are clear, says H-Man. One, there are a lot of good players playing D1 men's basketball. And two, none of them are playing at the University of Nebraska. Three, Kenneth Sadler needs to step down as UNL's coach. His "Aw shucks, I'm Doc, Eddie Sutton, student manager" act isn't working. And while he may be a nice guy, he has proven to be a less-than-average coach. The Big 12 is not a place for less-than-average coaches. His plan for next year is to sign JUCO players. Sounds disturbingly similar to the Billy Callahan plan. A failed plan, no matter how you look at it, according to H-Man. H-Man continues to say, when the women's team outdraws the men, it is time for the men's coach to go. It is time for Kenny to take his hat, his coat, and his fake accent and go. Yikes! H-Man says, as for the bracket challenge, anyone who is able to get anywhere near the top is either lucky or smart. Of course, since I placed 7th last year and did manage to get 6th this year, the luck part is most likely ruled out in my case. As opposed to the one-time Nancy boys who placed ahead of me, and it is true, Coach Calipari is a cheater. H-Man from Riverdale, a.k.a. Roger Ramjet, verified bracket challenge guru.
Congratulations, Roger.
Wow.
Good look. I think we got time, Doug.
It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now. If you have not won the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card. You have a question. You got a couple.
Yep.
I got one. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won the last 2 months, we want to make you a winner. 888-455-3776 for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone line. Who's up first today?
Aaron.
Aaron, okay, Daddy, you got a basketball, you got a golf. Aaron, you want basketball or golf?
Basketball.
Daddy, go.
Last night, Butler and Duke were two private schools. They met for the first time. Two private schools met. When was the last time two private schools met in the NCAA championship game?
Not that
91.
Think a little, Aaron. Okay, 91. Not
no.
It. Not it. Thanks. This may be easier than you think, so don't overthink it. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? Bill? Phil? I didn't understand. You want golf or you want basketball?
Let's try golf.
All right, Daddy. You want to go with the golf question?
You got a golf question.
I got a golf question. Yours is probably a little tougher.
Last year, Angel Cabrera won the Masters. He was in a three-way playoff. Who were the other two people in that playoff?
You got me still.
Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Yo.
Would you like golf or basketball?
Golf.
Daddy, I think we go with your question. Who was in the playoff last year with Angel Cabrera?
No clue. Can't remember.
Okay, thanks for trying. 888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Keith,
you want golf or you want basketball?
Let's try basketball.
Do you want an easy basketball question, Daddy, or you want a hard basketball question?
This is Troutman's Trivia. I don't think we go easy.
Okay.
Who were the last two private schools to meet in the finals?
Before last Villanova and Georgetown?
You are correct, hey. Keith. Congratulations.
Outstanding.
1985.
A $25 gift card is coming your way. Hang on the line, Keith, and enjoy your Troutman's quality meats, the girl's best friend with so many great things. I mean, how was your Easter meal? I mean, with all
delectable.
The Troutman's.
Delectable.
It's unbelievable. Is that a word?
I believe it is.
Any other sports notes that we want to get through here?
By the way, in that playoff, Kenny Perry and Chad Campbell were the other two people.
I knew Kenny Perry. I couldn't have told you Chad Campbell.
I was going to mix it up. Who's going to hit the ceremonial tee shot this year?
Arnold Palmer.
And Jack.
First time for Jack, I think.
Really? Yeah.
And Raymond Floyd announced this morning this is his last Masters, 45 years. He's going to hang him up as well. It won't be long until I think Ray joins them in that group, or a Tom Watson or somebody like that. Or Gary Player is going to be the next guy. Gary Player, I can't believe. Of course, having to travel, maybe if he's not going to be here, maybe hates to commit to do that every single year. I guess we will find out the story there. Nebraska plays Creighton tonight in Lincoln, 6:35. Should be a good night for baseball, Daddy. Games on the Breeze, 94.5, and televised by Nebraska Educational Television.
You've got to get some confidence going. You're facing another 21-5 team this weekend. You've got to go now, guys. Sense of urgency. Got to be with this club.
Kansas State is where the Huskers head this weekend, and Coach Brad Hill will join us on the program coming up on Thursday. The head coach at K-State, Brad Hill, will join us on Thursday's program. We want to thank Kelsey Griffin, Nebraska All-American, for joining us on the program today. And she's in San Antonio for the national championship game tonight, wishing she was playing, but maybe going to get the Naismith Award, the Wooden Award later this week, the WNBA draft, going to U.S. national team tryouts next week. She stands swamp. Also to USHL, Coach of the Year, that's right, Drew Shinnick, joining us on the show today as they begin their playoff series with Omaha tomorrow. If you missed any of the shows, they're for you on the podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and the Loft. All you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com, posted almost immediately after we are done with the program. It's always there by 12:30. Well, 90% of the time, right, Derek?
Yeah, about 90% of the time. 10% of the time I slack off.
It's always there in the afternoon, though. And tomorrow on the program, UNK baseball coach Damon Day and Ryan
Harrington, Golf World senior writer, set to join us live from Augusta.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.